The process for the referendum started some 2 years ago with stakeholders engagement across the regions of Liberia. So there were many Liberians called to give their opinion about what should constitute the referendum. At that level, there was publicity on this referendum. We continue to inform the public about the referendum through the media. We've had jingles, dramas, we have had vernaculars, we've engaged newspapers. The criticisms that we have received, I think, borders on the fact that some Liberians did not understand what the decision of the Supreme Court was to the National Elections Commission.
Madam Chairperson, the criticism I'm hearing is that there are 8 propositions and that your commission has only educated the people on 3 of the 8.
Previously, as I told you, we went by the Gazette. And in the Gazette, it had 3 ballot measures. It had dual citizenship on 1, and then it had the rest of what is now the 8 ballot measures contained on the 2nd ballot. Then another was on the 3rd. So you have all of these initially collapsed into 3. The mandate from the Supreme Court now is that you have 8 ballot measures. So what is here now is that we have 1 ballot containing all of these 8 measures, which, of course, after the voters shall have voted, when we arrive at the point of sorting out, we are going to tear them in the dotted lines and place them in the various sorted boxes so that we will have all in all 8 ballot measures.
You are also having the midterm senatorial elections. How prepared is your commission?
We are prepared because the elections are in threefold and all of them will be held on the 8th of December.
Earlier this year, the opposition collaborating political party, they criticized your commission and they complained about the voter roll that it needed to be cleaned up. Has your commission done that?
You will recall that in 2017, the Supreme Court issued us a mandate to clean up the voter roll before going to the run-up elections. That was done. But again, some Liberians have been saying that they were not satisfied that we had actually cleaned the roll. Surprisingly, they too were part of the initial cleanup mandated by the Supreme Court so that the Legislative Committee on Judiciary had, through a joint resolution, issued to us a mandate to include technicians from the various political parties in our cleanup process, which we have been doing in the last 6 months or so from June this year.
Thank you so much, Madam Chairperson, for your time speaking with us. We do appreciate very much.
Thank you, James.